Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Inshallah, those brothers waiting outside for the second Jummah, inshallah, request to come inside. For those who have finished, inshallah, request you can make access for those brothers coming for the second Jummah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We start by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the bounties and ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon this ummah. The biggest ni'mah of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is only the worthy of worship. There is no worthy of worship beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Understanding and accepting that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the base of Allah's creation, is Allah's final and last messenger. There is no messenger to come after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thou who will intercede for us on the day of Qiyamah by asking and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show mercy upon His ummah. Today's reminder started with the hadith narrated by Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, where he narrates that on one occasion Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam held his hand as Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu says that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam held my hand. And he said, Wallahi, Ya Mu'adh, inni la uhibbuk. Ya Mu'adh, inni la uhibbuk. Ya Mu'adh, inni la uhibbuk. O Mu'adh, for the sake of Allah, I love you. For the sake of Allah, I like you. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning to Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, how lucky the Sahaba radiallahu majma'een were, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would express his love for this ummah, his love for them, in front of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the same opportunity, the same love on the day of Qiyamah, when we'll be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come to intercede for us, inshaAllah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued. He said, Usika ya Mu'adh, I am advising you, I am teaching you, and I am informing you, ya Mu'adh, never let go the following dua to be recited after every fard salat. Never let go, never forget to recite the following dua after every salat. Which dua did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach Mu'adh radiallahu anhu? He said, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husn ibadatik. 13 things Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this dua. The first one, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika. O Allah, help me, assist me into remember your blessings, your bounties, into remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always to seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His assistance, His help. After every salat, O Allah, assist me, help me to remember you. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik. Shaitan is the right opposite. When shaitan tries, works hard to make us to forget in remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, wa shukrik, and in thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. O Allah, assist me, help me to remember you O Allah, assist me and help me to thank you for your ni'mah, for your bounties. Wa husni ibadatik. And the last one, O Allah, help me and assist me to worship you in the best of the manner. Three things. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. It doesn't take even 10 seconds to recite, but the impact is so huge. If it is recited, number one, because I heard from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is his teachings. So we are doing amal on the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are following his teaching and his sunnah. And the second thing is we are reciting what we've been taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we are begging and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his assistance. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. If we have not learned, if we don't know it, we should make the effort of learning such a simple dua to be recited after every salat. Whether you are praying behind the imam, after you finish your salat, you sit there and you recite the following dua. Or whether you are praying by yourself on your own to be read after every salat. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husn ibadatik. We are begging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, assist me, help me to remember you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen, will help us, will assist us against the shaitan to remind us that we need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa shukrika, and in thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we wake up in the morning, we wake up with the dua of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we have such a beautiful meal in the afternoon, in the evening, at night, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that risk. When we are thirst, when we find a water to drink, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide us such an easy way of to find a water to drink because we are feeling thirst. How many our Muslim brothers around the world, they don't have that ni'mah? They have to travel distance to find just a clean drinking water. They have to beg somebody to help them to provide a clean water. And so on. And the same way for the risk. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and made it so easy. We find it ready on the plate. But how much effort has been taken, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to provide that from wherever that rice has come from, or that meat has come from, or that chicken has come from, or that vegetable has come from, all the way to be cooked, to be ready for me to consume, to eat it, all right, on the plate. And if we don't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are so many our Muslim brothers and other human beings around the world who don't have that kind of ni'mah and facility. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided so easily for me to raise my hands and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin. Dua that we taught by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be recited after eating or drinking. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana. All the praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has provided me, who fed me, wa saqana, and who gave me water or juice to drink for my thirst. Wa ja'alana min al-muslimin. And to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who made us amongst those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We continue as we hear another teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the benefit of reciting Surah Al-Kahf on Fridays. One of the ni'mah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide a nur, a light, for the reciter from one Friday to the next Friday. We might not see it, we might not feel it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has taught us that whosoever recite the Surah Al-Kahf on Friday, there is another narration where we'll be protected from the fitna of Dajjal. I don't think we'll live until then, but definitely reciting it, every word, every letter, we're getting ajr and sawab. Reciting it because the Prophet ﷺ taught us. We're getting sawab for doing amal on the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Reciting it, so as mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah will provide a noor for the reciter from one Friday to another Friday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Two things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this verse. وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. And keep yourself patient by being with those who call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and evening. To choose who you want to be with on the day of Qiyamah. We want to be with those righteous people. The one who under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. We want to be among those people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to keep patient by being with those people. It doesn't matter how difficult the moment is at the moment for the believers, for the Muslims. But we want to be with those who will be successful in hereafter. The one who call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and in the evening, throughout the day. Why do they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's because seeking for the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue mentioning, وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. And do not let your eyes pass beyond them, desiring adornment of the world life. Look at what that good action they're doing. They are the pious, they have piety in them, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at that. Don't look what Allah has given them in terms of the dunya. Sometimes people forget, shaitan makes us to look at what ni'mah they have, how beautiful car they're driving, how big house they're living in, what kind of lifestyle they have. But that's all for the dunya. It's not for us to look at that. For us is to look at the good action, how close they are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to pray for them and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the following hadith, الرجل على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a person will be upon the religion of his friends. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so let one of you look at whom he chooses, how he chooses who to be his friend. Al-mar'u, another hadith the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, that on the day of Qiyamah, people will be put amongst or with those people who they used to love in the dunya. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, on the day of Qiyamah, we don't want to be with those people whose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not happy with, whose anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be upon them, who they will be receiving the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to be with those who, ma'alladhina, with those people whom ashuhada, that sacrifice their life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted them in the dunya and granted them entry to the Jannah. We want to be with them. We want to be with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. We want to be with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Those are the people who we want to be. So if those are the people who we want to be on the day of Qiyamah, then we should love them in this dunya. We should make our lifestyle to be with them. Not with those who we think they are successful in the dunya, loving them, loving their lifestyle, be like them. On the day of Qiyamah, they'll be the failure. They'll be under the ghadab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us to be with those who his anger is upon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuing Surah Ra'd, verse number 28, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Alladhina amanu wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bi dhikrillah, ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا those who have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَتَتُمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, and their hearts are at ease, at peace with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتُمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. People looking for peace of their heart, sukoon of their heart in the world material, in other things other than remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentioned, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتُمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. The peace of heart, the sukoon of heart, is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To keep remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find our inner peace. Not in the worldly material. People think, if I have one shop, I'll open another one, I'll have my life settled. I'll have peace of life in my life. If I have one house, I look for another one, I'll have peace in my life. I'll have one car, look for another one, I'll have peace in my life. And so on. By looking at others, they're thinking that that's what is our agenda for this dunya. Our intention in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, He did not create us or bring us in this dunya except to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Surah An-Nahl, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, man amila amalan saliha, whosoever does a righteous deed in this dunya, good amal, praying, reading, helping one another, spending in the path of Allah for the sake of Allah, wa huwa mu'min, the condition is they have to be a believer. Even a non-believer, a kafir, spends believing that I'm doing a good cause, I'm sending, helping somebody else who is ill, helping somebody else who is in need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from them. But their reward will be given in this dunya. They'll have nothing in hereafter. For a mu'min believer, they'll spend it in this dunya for the sake of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he mentioned in the Quran, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا. Oh Allah, grant us greatness, good reward in this dunya and in hereafter. Allah will reward us, will make our life easy, will put a barakah in our life, will give us the peace of heart, will give us a peace of mind in our life, and the great reward here in hereafter is waiting for us. فَلَيُنِّعْنَ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, will give them a good life. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward each one of us with a goodness, with a good reward for what that we sent ahead. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all opportunity, understanding the purpose of us being in this dunya is not only to pass time, but to prepare for hereafter by loving Allah, remembering Allah, and following the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all those brothers and sisters who are not well, maybe at home, maybe in hospital. The brothers have requested some dua for shifa ya kamila, ajila, mustamira. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all ease as they are in difficult moment. We have a brother Khalil Ahmad Ghaibi who is unwell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for him and for his family. Dua for shifa from Abbas Hussein, brother Abbas Hussein, who's going through surgery. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for him to go through his surgery, and may Allah give him full recovery after the surgery. Also dua for maghfira from a brother Muzammil Al-Adrus, who passed away in India. Dua for maghfira for brother Muhammad Ali Adam Chilwan, who passed away in Dar es Salaam in Tanzania. Dua for shifa for brother Afia. Sister Afia has sent a message requesting for dua for shifa for her brother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all shifa kamila, ajila, mustamira. And for those who have returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ghafir lahum warhamhum askinhum fil jannah inshallah.